Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, is that new? Is that new? Think about how fascinated we are with having new things, from new shoes and new clothes to new cars and new houses. We love to have new things. My children won't even eat leftovers anymore because they like what they call new food, food that they didn't have yesterday or the day before, but food that's brand new. My friends and neighbors, by the same token, when we are building business enterprises as entrepreneurs, as those who are running our own shows on the journey, new has a way to be leveraged to grow your business like never before. People are attracted to new, and because they are, the new principle is what we must implement in order to keep life infused into everyone around us. New, of course, you guessed it, is our acronym for today. It's going to outline some of the attributes that we can utilize to accentuate the newness that we've experienced in running and developing this entrepreneurial lifestyle. The N in our new acronym reminds us that new is noticeable. From new attitudes to new clothes to new hairdos, anytime you see someone with something new, you notice it. They don't even have to publicize it. They don't have to promote it. You just see it. You may go around a friend or family member and you may say, is that a new car? You notice that it wasn't something that you've seen them with before. By the same token, when you're running a business and working to build a team, they should notice new in you. They should notice a new energy. They should notice a new enthusiasm. They should notice a new perspective, a new philosophy. People should notice the new in you. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take the time to write down everything that's new in you this month, everything that's new in you this year, because when you do that, then you are simply accentuating what you need to show other people. Remember, we all get bored with things that are dull and that are what we call old. We don't even like to watch too many old shows. We want to watch the new series and the new episodes. We don't want to watch the old ones. Well, by the same token, people that are watching you want to watch the newness in you. They don't want to watch the old you. They want to examine the new you. Well, how does that work? First of all, the things that are new in you must be shown. You know that old saying that a tree that falls in the forest and nobody hears it doesn't make a sound. Well, if nobody sees it, it's even more impactful. Your new needs to be in the middle of the road. It doesn't mean show off. It simply means to expose. If you've got a new attitude, expose that new attitude to people who previously thought that you might have been a jerk. Expose that new attitude to people who may have not wanted to be a part of what you're doing before, but when they see your new perspective, the new pep in your step, the new results that you're gaining, the new humility you show, maybe that draws them to you. Then next, that noticeability must be significant. Think about it. When was the last time you noticed a new pair of shoestrings? They sell them all the time, but nobody knows them, notices them, because they're not significant. The new in you must be significant, meaning that when you've accomplished something great, whether it be economically or you've added new members to your team or you encourage new customers to buy into the products or services, those types of things are significant. And people love the significant newness in you. Finally, that noticeable new must be serious. That simply means that you don't drive around a car that you're test driving. That's not reality as it relates to newness. They don't care about the car you're thinking about buying. Show them the one you already bought. And even if it's the same car, show them the new, they'll notice the new tires or the new wheels or the new upholstery. In other words, whatever is seriously different about you in that perspective must be seen. The next component in the E in our new acronym simply reminds us that new is encouraging. Think about it. When someone has a newborn baby, isn't it a great thing? They'd send the text messages out and you see the number of pounds the baby weighed and whether it was a boy or a girl, and everyone gets excited about it. New is encouraging. Your friends, your family members, your loved ones, your neighbors, they love to see new inside of you. Well, what's better to talk about than the new attributes of your business, the new and encouraging components of what you're offering, the new products you have coming out, the new services that you offer, all of those things that are new are encouraging. I remember growing up as a kid, going to church, and we had what they call testimony service, where people would get up and talk about how good God had been to them. The pastor would close that portion of the service by saying, you don't just have to hear testimonies, you can become one. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, new encourages people to become like you. They get excited because they see what has happened in your life, and they want to emulate that and replicate that. And remember, it's not always talking about the new income you've created. No. Sometimes it's simply talking about the new perspective you've got and the new ways and the new freedom that you've acquired because now you have bought more of your time back. Yes, my friends and neighbors, new is encouraging, and finally, new is worth it. Yes, that W reminds us that new is worth it. If you've ever bought a home that needed to be remodeled, it may have taken you a long time. It may have been a job that you did yourself, and by the time you were done, you were thankful for how it looked because it was worth it. If you've ever purchased a car and you looked at that car, you may have put a lot of money into it, but you said, you know what, when you drove it, it made you happy. It was worth it. If you ever embarked on a journey to have a new relationship and that relationship may have started off a bit rocky, but because you continued to work it, then that new relationship may have made the rest of your life much better. Then you can look back and say it was worth it. My friends and neighbors, I can tell you that running a strong business is worth it. Putting time and effort into growing to become better is worth it. Being able to develop people on your team is worth it. Seeing someone start at one level and make it to the next, yes, it is worth it. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goal.